I think he's going to be up here in a minute, so he said it like he wanted. It won't fit me. I have to readjust it. All right. Yeah, I appreciate the song service tonight. Special blessing. And things are going to be a little bit different tonight. We normally have a Bible study, or we have a visiting missionary or speaker, and we very seldom do anything even close to what some churches call a business meeting. I've always looked on a business meeting as being necessary evil. And don't have one if you don't need it. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit of shop. Brother Parsons is going to make a presentation here that we've been long talking about. I said a while ago, I appreciate all the men that helped us get the camp cleaned up. Landmark's been blessed through the years to have a number of ministries. One of them that we don't pay much attention to the rest of the year, but we do have a great time in the summer with our youth camps. And some great things have happened out at Camp Glory. We've seen a lot of souls saved. We've seen people surrender out there to full-time service. We've just had a lot of good things happen out there. And we kind of let it go back to nature, maybe just use it some once in a while for one day or something. But then we have to get it cleaned up and ready for the summer camps, junior camp and a teen camp. Now, we have a big bus ministry at Landmark. It don't look very big right now with all the everybody gone, but we try our best to let as many kids come to camp as we can. And many of you folks listening to me right now, every year you pay from one to maybe two or three ways for kids to go to camp. And we want to, though, kind of reorganize a little bit and even add to that. And I've asked Brother Parsons to come and kind of make a presentation of a plan that we've been talking about. And I want you to be in prayer about it. And anything you don't understand tonight, you can ask questions as long as you ask him. I'm joking at him a little bit. But the truth is, once in a while in the Lord's work, we have to kind of reorganize a little bit. This tendency, this old world, is for everything to run down, rushed away, I guess it's what they call the law of entropy. Things run down, they don't run up. That's why evolution can't be true, you know. But we have to every now and then kind of tune things a little bit. And so I'm going to ask Brother Parsons to come on, and he's going to show us some stuff here tonight.
You men in the sound booth, if you want to run that thing down for me, that'd be a blessing. I do, let me say this and ask you, if you would, take your Bibles and go to Daniel chapter 12 for me tonight. And I want to show you a verse, one of the verses that we'll use. And I appreciate the preacher allowing me to take a little bit of time. We want to have what most places would call a Sunday school campaign, and it's been a little while since we've done one, and so for all our Sunday school teachers and those that are in here, we want to kind of present it, but not only to you, but anything we do shouldn't be just with our Sunday school teachers in our junior church, but should be with our church. And we should baptize it in prayer and beg the Lord to just be in it and use what we're going to do. And so let me say this as we begin. I am a product of a church that has a camp, and I don't believe that I would be in the Lord's work if it wasn't for a camp. I surrendered on the Friday night, one of the last nights, ran a bonfire. God had been calling me and calling me and calling me, and I wasn't answering, I wasn't answering, I wasn't answering. And finally, I ran a bonfire one night. They gave us all marshmallows, and they told us to throw that marshmallow in the fire. And just something we've been holding back from God, give it to him. And you know, that preacher suckered me. Because after I threw that in the fire, he said, "Now everybody, you guys tell us what you threw in the fire, what you gave to the Lord." He said, "Barry, why don't you start?" Amen. And I said, "Well, I've been struggling and holding back from the Lord, and he's been calling me to preach. And I've been keeping it from him." And I said, "Tonight I surrendered to preach." Amen. And I thought he was going to knock me in the fire. He was hugging me so tight. And amen. And he knew that, and I knew that. It was just me finally coming. And Sunday morning, after that week of camp, I walked the aisle and told the church that I was called to preach. Amen. And so I'm thankful for that. If you're here and you were either saved or you surrendered for some kind of full-time work or the work of the Lord, would you stand so I could see it, so the church can see it? If you surrendered at camp, at a teen camp, some kind of camp, you surrendered that way, got saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for standing. I just wanted you to see again, and I believe that camp is very, very important. It's very important to the life of a young person to get away, especially in the day and age. It's always been that way, but you understand, a camp like ours that restricts kids from bringing their cell phones and electronic devices and gets them away from the television and all the distractions of the world, it's very, very important. And this Sunday school campaign that we're talking about with the church and we want to do over the next few weeks, we want to present it to the child this Sunday. And again, as well as the gospel, we want to be able to tell them that they need to start coming and try to, and I'll show you here in just a few minutes, we're going to kind of call it charting the course for them for the next 8 weeks. And there's some things that we have goals that we want to do, but one of the things, the major things that we want to see done in this Sunday school campaign is we want the young person to see camp as a goal and start to plan and to work towards it, but to begin to teach the child some things through Sunday school. Sunday school was invented not to build a church, but to build young people, to build the church, the people of the church, not to build the church. So many times in other places, I'm thankful that Landmark has never got it out of whack. We didn't use Sunday school or programs to build the church, but use those to build the young people. And so as we go through this tonight, in Daniel chapter 3, if I'd get there, we'd be all right, amen? And we've seen this verse before. Our camp this year, the theme that we've talked about is going to be to boldly go. And that's an out of another verse that that we're going to use for camp. But this is the one that we chose to kind of put on the T-shirts. And again, that we want to kind of be able to sit for them to get excited about, if you would, and we want them to be able to. In Daniel chapter 12 and in verse number 3, it says, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." We're going to have a space theme. We went from having cowboys and Indians last year, and we're going to go all the way to space, but we want to teach our young people to boldly go. One of the greatest things after you've been saved, the greatest thing you can teach a young person is to perpetuate their faith, to tell other people. Like for my young daughter, we have neighbors that are good people all around us, but I could beg them to come, but they'd probably never come for me. But that little girl that lives in my house that's about 9 years old, she can bat her eyes at them and beg them to come to church, and they would come to church. And come here, and especially if she said, "I'm going to get points for you, and I'm going to get to go to camp if you help me do that." And so all these things, again, it sounds like it's an oxymoron, but it teaches, even in that, it's not about building the church. It gets those people to hear the gospel, but at the same time, it teaches her that she should invite people to church, that she should try to perpetuate her faith. And so I'm not sure what they got up here. These are the two men that will be preaching our camp. I'm not sure if any of you know. The man on the left is Michael Case, and if you don't know him, he's been here for years, and he's always done a great job. And Brother Justin Cooper also writes in the Sword of the Lord, and he's a good friend of a guy that some of you may know, Chad Stanley, and he's also my friend. He preaches at the Sword, and he is a great evangelist. He's a young man, and he's wise beyond his years, and he can solid shuck the corn, and he's not afraid to throw the cob at you when he's done. And so that's kind of what we wanted to have him do this year at camp, but we want to prepare. So if you guys will switch to the next slide, both our camps will be normally like they are, the third week of June and July. And this is something, for those of you Sunday school teachers, I have this paper already in a binder for you. And these are the different weeks. We just kind of named them to give some focus to each week, if you look at it. And you'll see each one. But the purpose of this, again, is it's a Sunday school campaign that is designed so that and the next slide, don't go there yet, but the next slide will show us how we're going to get there. But each week, the way this is going to work, the Sunday school teacher, if you're a driving kid, your child is a drive-in person, then they're going to go in and they'll have a verse each week and they'll have some points. And they'll need to go into their Sunday school and they'll say their verse, and they'll get their, again, all their attendance record will be kept from a drive-in child, will be kept in their Sunday school class, but all the bus kids' attendance and points will all be done on the buses. Now, we started giving the bus captains their books a little bit earlier because they have more kids that come on the bus sometimes than drive in. And so we wanted to be able to get. There's another reason, and this is not the total reason, but as Pastor talked about, sometimes reorganizes. Sometimes over the years, it's very easy in the digital age to keep a hold of records and things than it was in the past if you get all that organized. And that's one of the reasons we want to do this as well, is because if a kid's continuing to add points, we need to know his name, where he lives, and all his information. And so we want to get all their information through this campaign so that we can better go after the child and the parents to stay and keep up with them. And so again, as we go through this, I just want you to understand one of the things that we want the church to do is to be in prayer. But like Preacher said as well, in the past, we've always given scholarships. And I realize on a lot of the bus routes, you as a bus captain would say that child earned his free week because of the way he acted or come in. And so he had already kind of earned that by showing you that he was serious. But what we want to do is we want to use this to help them, show them really some good things, the things that we would like for them. Again, they're going to be points for different things. And again, if you'll see, we're going to start with first grade. The reason it's first grade to 12th, second graders, most of you are looking at that as an error. We will graduate the first graders up to second grade by the time it's camp time. And so they will be second graders. So they can begin to earn their free week in first grade because they will be graduated up by the summertime and they'll be able to come to camp. If you could switch to the next slide, fellas, we want to show you some things here. This is just the way that they're going to earn their points, all right? The point system for the campaign is very simple, very easy. And if you'll look there, you'll see that you have a Bible. Bring your Bible is 1 point. I think it's important for a young person to bring their Bible to church, don't you? Amen. And if you go to school without your books, you're in trouble. Amen. And at least you are here at Landmark. And so they might not be in other places. But we want to teach them that what's being taught is not just something that the teacher's saying, but it's found in the Word of God. And we want them to be able to start bringing that. And that's something that we've already encouraged, but we want to make sure that that's a part of our Sunday school campaign, that the Bible is important and you should have it with you every week. We want to teach them that church attendance is important. And so we gave them some points for being faithful and coming each week. And then we gave them points for not only that, but scripture memory. And again, I hope you understand that is something that we have not. I just want you to know that people don't memorize the Bible like they used to. Do you know that? And that may not be true of you, but I believe that it's good to hide the Word of God in your heart. It helps us not to sin. It helps us to when tempted to sin, the Bible is something that will convict the heart. The Holy Spirit has something to work with when the Word of God is inside of us. And so throughout the campaign, we have separate verses for the junior age kids and the teenagers. The teenagers' verses are a little bit harder. I'm sorry, teenagers. They're a little bit tougher, but they also are a little bit more aimed at your age group and also for the young people. Most of those, and you'll see them on the next page when we go there, are found in John 14 for the young kids. And then again, for the teenagers, a lot of stuff in the book of Hebrews. And again, dressing right is another point. This is something that is, you may say, how in the world are we going to get that done, Brother Parsons? And I just want to say that, you know, this is something that is hard for a bus captain. And I beg you, as Sunday school teachers and as junior church workers, to encourage your young people. It's very, very hard in the day and age we live. Most young people that come, they don't realize, they have no idea why that's important. They've never been shown that at home. They've never been taught that at home. And they don't understand the importance of covering themselves up for some, and for some, simply dressing right and pulling their pants up. And we could go on and on and talk about that, but just help them see. They see that in your life, but to help give them an incentive to dress that way. You know, most of them think that it's a stiff neck or a crazy person that dresses. And I mean, I think people are crazy that wear a tie anyway. I can't wait to get to heaven and choke somebody out that invented the tie. But for whatever reason, it's something that shows. It shows that, again, that we have come to worship, and that if I didn't have to every day, if I had a job that didn't make me wear a tie, I wouldn't wear that every day. But I want to put on my best for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I was taught that throughout my childhood at church, and I got rewarded when I dressed up. And that's what we want to do, is to teach them that this is something that they don't do because they're getting points for camp, but they're doing it for the Lord. And we're trying to help shape and guide them in that direction. And again, here we also see the visitors, the young people 18 and below, they'll get 3 points apiece. And then if you're a visitor, again, this is something that you may have a question about, and I'll just stop and answer this quickly, and I hate to belabor this, but again, if you're a bus captain, and we've kind of made this apparent to you, but even for Sunday school teachers, if you have a drive-in child who drives in maybe with their grandparents and their parents don't come and they come, then every child that's in that home can count their parents. We don't want one child to have to choose which one gets their parents and which one doesn't. So every child that's on, if there's seven of them and they bring and their mom and dad show up for a Sunday, thank the Lord for that. We'll give every one of them points. But this also shows to them as well, you know, we live in a day and age where a lot of them expect to get things for free. And one of the reasons we're doing the campaign this way is it shows them that they need to earn their own way, that they can do some things and earn camp instead of just getting a free ride or somebody paying for it. And they see and they can calculate and they can earn and realize they worked for some things. I'm thankful, and I think most of you would say amen to that. I thank God for my dad who taught me to work. Amen. I mean, I thank God that he taught me not to wait on, let somebody else take care of me, but to work. I thank God that Jesus paid it all, but every one of us would say most of you work today, amen, and the Lord took care of you, gave you health so that you could work. And the same thing is true. And you can look there if you begin the weeks and you could go down. We've raised the camp cost to $80. We haven't raised camp the cost ever. You know, our church kids have gone, but again, this is again setting it pretty high because we needed to for the point system. This is just how it worked out for the point system. And as well, we typically have had camp somewhere around $60. So this is putting it up a little bit just to help them. Now, if you look down at the bottom of this screen, it says for a total of 70 points. So every kid, if they come each week, if they say their verse and they bring their Bible and they dress right, they can earn 70 points just by coming to church, bringing their Bible, dressing right, and again, saying their Bible verses. Now, that would be not just memorizing it. Everybody knows about the flush method, right? Because all you teenagers and young people, you apply that in church, right? It means you memorize it, you flush it down your arm, out your hand, and onto the paper when you take a test. Anybody ever practiced that before? So what we're going to do is not just give them points for memorizing the verse that week, but saying it every week after that. Every time they say that verse in the following weeks, they will continue to get points for that verse. And that's what that means, and that's how they add the points. Once they reach 60 points, we don't want them to feel defeated. It should be easy for them to miss a week. If they stay and they really participate, they can reach, or even if they miss 2 weeks and they bring some visitors, they could reach about 60 points during the campaign. Once they reach 60 points, that would turn into a dollar value for their camp. That means that if a child reaches 60 points, then when they would get a piece of paper at the end of the campaign and we would hold that record, that if they wanted to come to camp, it would only cost them $20. And so this is why we wanted to show them that. Again, we're not trying to raise the price. We're just trying to balance it out with the way we're helping them work and get to camp. And so this is something, this is kind of elaborate. That's one of the reasons Pastor allowed me to present it tonight. If you guys would go to the next slide for us tonight. And then I wanted to show you the dress requirements. And this is one of the things that is a little bit different. It's going to be a little bit harder to give them the point or not give them the point. And a lot of you are saying, how in the world are we going to do this? If you're a Sunday school teacher, junior church worker, or a bus worker, we want you to go to the thrift store. If you're a part of our church and you have any extra clothes and you want to go through that, your kids are outgrown and you want to be able to bring those in, our thrift store will take them. But we're not going to charge our bus captains. You guys come down there and get all the clothes that you can, all the ties that you can, that you can use on your bus route, and help your young people dress right. Help them dress right. Give it to them. And maybe you're somebody that is able to help. You've seen somebody in a Sunday school class, and maybe hand-me-downs, you want to be able to kind of donate that and help out with it, you can do that through this campaign. But it's very important. Most of these kids, and I realize this and you know that, they, number one, don't understand what dressing right is, and number two, they don't have it. And I realize that over the years working bus routes and being a Sunday school teacher, if they were going to get the right kind of clothes, I was going to have to go get them for them. And that's one of the things that we're asking you to do, not just teach them what's right, but help them. Say, I'll help you get these things through this campaign. And so this is not going to be an easy thing for the young ladies. A knee-length dress or skirt and a blouse that is modestly covers the neckline. We put this on here. And again, this will be up to you as a Sunday school teacher and a bus captain to, again, to interpret this and to be good to them. But at the same time, we are, again, not tight-fitting, and the knee-length skirt is defined as a skirt or dress that covers the knee. All right? And again, that's going to help them because, again, when they sit down, it's not going to cover the knee if it just barely makes it to the knee. All right? So we want to train them not only how to do it and what they need, but how to do it right. Young men, a collared shirt and a dress pants, a tie, no denim. And again, one of the things, and the day and age we live in, I would never have had to say this before, but no tight-fitting pants. Okay, and again, we do live in a day and age now where it looks, even guys sometimes wear pants that they're poured into, and that's a shame. But again, we want to try to train them not to do that, or the opposite way where the pants are falling off from them. So, and again, and you see the verses, just some things I want to, the idea here is to help our young people to be faithful to church. We want them not only to be faithful, but to memorize God's word and to hide it in their heart. And then we want to not only do that, but to help them dress right so that they set on a good future. You know, so many young people that I've seen as my teenagers miss a good job because they, again, have you seen people at funerals today? I mean, and I'm not trying to be mean, but sometimes at funerals, they'll dress up in their best. And sometimes it's a collared shirt. And sometimes at best, a pair of jeans. And that's the world that we live in. And these young people are growing up in it. So we want to teach them and help them through our Sunday school. And again, we want to encourage them to be a soul winner, to be someone, if they can't feel comfortable to share the gospel, to get them to someone who can share the gospel with them, to bring them to church where they can hear the gospel preached and they can share with them what they've already gotten. I want to say this, one of the goals and the ultimate thing, and Preacher and I have talked about this, is at the end what we want to do, and I've had, if you bring enough visitors, you could do this early on in the weeks, but as each kid earns their week, we want them to come in, and we want the church to congratulate them. We want the church to tell them they've done a good job, and so Sunday mornings, if they've earned their free week already, we'll get them gathered up, and we'll come in at the end of the service, and we want you to congratulate them and cheer for them. And again, I hope you understand. I know that, you know, many of you have been through different Sunday school programs. You've been through different things. And this is just simply a way to help young people to grow. Guys, you can put the screen up now and put it away. But I just want to say this, before I turn it back over to Preacher. I hope that you'll pray for this and pray for camp. This is a lot earlier, but one of the reasons we've chose to do it this early is because, again, the final week of our campaign, the college students will be going home. That'll be their graduation week. We did it for that for reason, for having them to help keep all the records and to keep everything straight, both in Sunday school and on our bus routes, and also because for them, these young people that are on the bus routes, typically the largest time when they begin to wane off is when school gets out and they head into the summer. And so this will hopefully get them being faithful and having a reason to go, being excited to camp. And even when school ends, they'll continue through the summer being faithful to God's house and to bringing their Bibles and to wanting to memorize scripture. And I just want to say this, I know you bus captains, some of you do this, and Sunday school teachers, once the campaign's over, you could still give them a verse of the week. You could still give them another verse, and you can continue that. It doesn't have to be church-wide, and some of you have already done that, but I encourage you to do so. But if you could, again, each week we'll have, for Sunday school teachers, we have a booklet. It's up here at the end of the service if you'd like to come get it. If you're a Sunday school teacher, I have a binder that has it all so you can fill out your students' names and be able to be ready to calculate your points each week. And then I'd like for you to turn that in to me Sunday night so that we can keep all the records and keep their points, and then we'll hand it back to you and it'll be in your classroom. And again, also, we're going to hand out the verse each week. We want to send home with them a little verse, the verse for the next week, so that you can begin to study that with them and they can hold on to it in cardstock. And so again, if you have any questions, like Preacher said, I'd be happy to answer it. If you can think something through that I didn't think through, please help us with that. This is something that we want to do, and we want to be helpful to every one of our young people. The Bible teaches us to put on the whole armor of God. And this is, listen, young people, they're just as much susceptible. The devil would like to take them out and to take them away from the church at the youngest ages he can before the Lord gets in their heart and helps them grow and get surrendered and working. And we know he can do that at any age, but we can start to help them to armor up. There's nothing more powerful. My children at home, I don't want them to just see victories in my life. I want them to have victories in the Christian life, in their life. I want them to be faithful to God because they've seen God answer prayer. I want them to be faithful to God because they've not only memorized the verse, but then the Holy Spirit drew it out of them, and they were able to counsel another young person their age and say, you don't want to do that. The Bible says this. I want to be able to see our young people, by the time we get to camp, not just, you know, a lot of times at camp, through a camp week, they get right with God, and then they have to go home. Wouldn't it be great if they got right with God before they got to camp and God could do a work in their life at camp this year? And that's what we really want to do. We want to be able to take and begin some of those basic things and already have those touched on and dealt with in their life so that when they go to camp, then God can really work in their heart. Preacher.
Thank you, Brother Barry. You've done a good job. I know there's still will be questions. And I want to say to the teachers, Sunday school teachers especially, I want you to make a big effort to get into this. Nothing's worthwhile unless you give it your best. And what it boils down to is it's a Sunday school campaign emphasizing camp, but basically it's discipleship. We're not just supposed to get them saved, we're supposed to teach them and grow them. And we've come to a time in our country, in our culture, to where kids can literally grow up and just miss all the basics that you and I grew up with. My family was not a church-growing family when we moved to Florida. If it was anything we done fairly regular, it was going to the movies on Saturday afternoon, seeing the next cowboy show. And yet, when it come time to do that, my dad said to Harvey and I, have you shined your shoes? Have you had your bath? Is your hair combed? We had to get that way just to go to a shoot 'em up at the movies. It was just a common thing that you did. Kids today don't dress up for anything, certainly for the school they go to or anything else. And yet, if we're going to teach them about the Lord Jesus, we ought to be teaching them, discipling them to represent him well. And what they do for him, they're doing really also going to help them. I've had so many employers say, I just can't find any decent young folks to hire. Now, they might have been pretty good kids in the right situation. They come in tripping over their pants. They come in, you can't hardly see their face for the hair or whatever else. Now, I'm talking about boys in particular. But it just, say, I don't know. It looked like somebody that slept on the bridge last night. No wonder we had such a mess in our country. So I feel like we've been missing our responsibility. And I've talked to some other pastors about it for a good long time now. I'm proud we can bring them in, tell them about Jesus, get them saved. And I think genuinely so, get a lot of them saved and baptized. But our job is not over there. It's to keep on working on them. And so, as we start a little early on our camp program, this gives us a goal. It gives us an incentive. Let me ask you this, in all honesty with your own self. Even growing up, think about this. Did you ever feel a sense of, I did it, I achieved it, I earned it? Isn't there satisfaction comes from that? These kids are missing that. So many of them are totally missing it. I mean, big time. I think something like this will help them in saying, I earned it. We're not talking about teaching them they earned their salvation. We were very happy here a few Christmases ago when Christmas fell on Sunday. We figured the kids was all going to stay home around the gifts and whatever Christmas they were having. So instead of trying to outgive, get some gift that would attract them to church, we said, The world is celebrating Jesus' birthday. Let's show him we love him, not just for what you can get, but because you really do. And we were so pleased that so many of them came on that that Christmas morning. We passed them out a little New Testament. Most of them already had that. We just did that for more or less a memorial of the day. And they responded so good. I believe they'll respond to this if we'll work it right. We got an opportunity to teach them some things. Now, we are raising the price a little bit, but that's not the thing. We're doing it mostly for the point system. Our camp is, and many of you know this, we're the least expensive camp you'll find anywhere just about in the United States. And it's averaged around $55 or $60. And that don't even hardly pay the insurance and feed the kids. But other camps will go $150 easy, and not even some of them more than that. That's not the thing. We would love to kind of somewhat break even, but we don't want one kid to miss camp because of money. And we've not let that happen. We've always, if a kid would go to camp, we'd find a way. Many of you paid their way, and many of them just the way didn't get paid. And you can check with bookkeeping on that, but we don't want a kid to miss it. But wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if they could get this sense of I've earned it? I get points for my Bible. I get points for being there. I get points for dressing up for church. While some of you think that's probably the biggest negative thing, when kids go in the military and they come out, they get proud of their looks. They get proud of that uniform. They get proud of that clean-cut look. They get proud, and rightfully so. And to instill in young people a pride, right kind of pride I'm talking about, is a real big thing, and we ought to do it. Testimony-wise, I remember years ago, I mean, maybe even back in the old building, we had to have a youth camp with another church or two and rent a camp. And I was preaching pretty hard about, you know, standards and kids doing right, and we went to that camp. And we were the only ones with standards. I had two reactions to it. I had some of our kids say, "How come we can't dress like that?" And I had some say, "Don't they know better?" I like the group that knows which one is right. And we had some kids that was proud of the fact that we looked different. And we're not going to be policemen, and I'm saying this to the teachers. You don't make a kid feel bad. Like Brother Parson said, some of them don't have any better. And we're opening the thrift store for you to help them, get them something. I told Sunday night or recently about my dad buying some shoes for a little girl in school. After she was 60 years old, she was still telling me about that when she was just the fourth or fifth grade. She never forgot it. And we have opportunity to make a mark on lives that will just go on and on if we'll take advantage of it. Again, we want to encourage and accent the positive and use some wisdom in that. If you set up the wrong atmosphere where everybody is looking to see who they can find at point fault, that's not it. But to get them to be proud of the fact they can look a little better. I had a preacher out in the Mississippi area two or three years back. He started trying to get his teachers to teach some dress standards because they just didn't have any. He said at first there was a little rebellion about it, but said all of a sudden it really caught on. And he saw some really good positive stuff come from it. So we know what's right, and in the sense of trying to encourage the kids to build some character, have a testimony, have some pride in their lives. That's really busy with young people now. That right kind of pride. Public school calls it of trying to have what do they call it? Esteem? self-esteem. Well, if we're trying to do it for testimony for the Lord Jesus, it can catch on the right way. All you school teachers out there, Christian school teachers, we've seen years when our enrollment went the right way and set the right peer pressure. We've seen some years when kids got into leadership going the wrong way. Sometimes you find the leaders going the wrong way and everybody following them in rebellion. Other times you find them going the right way, and you can get a positive peer pressure as well as a negative. And so that's kind of what we're talking about here. But it's a campaign. It's not a campaign to see if we increase necessarily in attendance and all, but just do some quality work. I told the Sunday school teachers up there in the earlier meeting before we started church tonight, after I got saved, shortly thereafter, the preacher said he had nobody else, and he put me into a Sunday school class teaching 11-year-old boys. I still got an old Bible with some of their names written in it. And from that 11-year-old boys class, I continued in the Sunday school and finally became the youth leader and so forth. Many of those kids followed me from 11 years old right on up through teenagers. And some of them made missionaries and some of them made preachers. And I'd never been to seminary or anything else. All I was doing was, I'd been raised with some standards about honesty and modesty and a few things, and I saw that in the Bible, and I'm proud of those kids, how a bunch of them turned out. I believe they will, and let me say this, most of them don't have good role models. I'm talking about even in among their parents. And if you will be that role model for them. In fact, that's one of the reasons we adults ought to be pretty careful how we represent Jesus too. Because we have a slouchy attitude about it, so will the kids. I've told our bus workers through the years, you have a dirty bus, you have last week's trash all over the seats and floors when they get in, they're probably going to act kind of rowdy. You have your bus cleaned up, it makes an impression. If you walk in somebody's living room and it's all trashed, how do you feel? Or if it's clean, there's a difference, isn't there? Sure there is. And it's catching. And I just encourage you to, I'm talking mostly to our teachers now, to let's try to do some discipleship. Now I want to ask you as church members, support us in every way you can. We are going to be asking you to donate to camp as always. Most of this point system with the kids don't have a thing to do with finances. It just has to do with the other things that we're trying to teach them. So we're going to still have to ask you to help us put on the camps like we do. But I do like the idea of trying to get a head start on it. Once we have camp, we enforce the dress code out there, but it's mandatory. We do police out there. One of the saddest things we've had to do on a number of camps is send some kids home because they would not fit into our dress code. Now, what do? We realize they don't have it, so we furnish it. We furnish girls in particular. We don't even let the boys wear the shorts out there, and we don't let the girls. So we've had to clothe the girls quite often at camp. But wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if they came already with that attitude? If we could get a head start on it and not just mandatory make it happen. We're going to do that anyhow. But it'd just be wonderful if we could get them to do it because they knew it was right and they wanted to do it instead of being forced to do it. Amen? All right, Brother Parsons, I appreciate what you said to us. And the plan is, and we're going to go ahead and work down with the teachers. And I think you got some folders and stuff for them. But we just thought we'd go ahead and let the whole church in on it as to what we're doing and not just... just in the Sunday school hour itself. Well, the biggest weakness probably in the churches today is there's a lot of churches that preach the gospel, but that's as far as they go. They do nothing else. And I'm glad they do that, but that's not the full command. We're to also teach them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, the Lord Jesus said. So that's discipleship. You carry it further. And that's what we're talking about tonight. Brother Hector, you choir practice? Oh, okay, let's stand.